We're visiting with Chase County coach Brody Vandegrift here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, just a dominating performance on Friday night at Madison, a 64-0 victory. How did you just execute your guys' game plan and get that number two seed out of the district and getting that home playoff game?
I thought our defense played phenomenal. We gave up 64 yards total. Now, obviously, the Turner kid being out skews that number a little bit, but the fact that we were able to cause four turnovers in a game and, you know, go down and dominate, score when we needed to on offense, you know, there was really never a time where we were struggling on our offense to score, and I thought we played well.
What does it mean to enter the postseason with a 7-1 record?
You know, having that record and having the game experiences that we've had, I mean, I think that's more important than the record. You know, the teams that we face, especially in our district and even our early on season where we had a solid Colony Crest team, a solid Frankfort team, and even Gossel being in there as well. All those teams are in the postseason for their districts as well. And to say that we didn't have an easy road to get to 7-1 is a long shot. So, going into the playoffs, it just, we have big game experience. We have, you know, close game experience. We played from behind. We played, you know, we played where we're tied. We had to make big plays at certain times. And I think we're ready to go.
Got to spread some wealth on Friday night as well, besides Mitch Buckey going for 166 rushing yards and four touchdowns. The Griffin kids got touchdowns as well. Cal had a touchdown offensively, but that's spreading the wealth as well.
Yeah, it's good to see other guys get the ball, especially going into the playoffs. It makes us a more dangerous team. Obviously everybody's got number four circle on their board for us, but, you know, the fact that we have other weapons, you know, we'll see more out of Tucker Grow as we go on here during the playoffs. We'll see more out of Wyatt and Cal, obviously. You'll see Luke Budke getting in there as well. A lot of different guys we have to use and have a lot of speed. So we've got to spread the wealth. We've got to change directions on teams and do a bunch of different things. So we're excited.
We're visiting with Chase County coach Brody Vandegrift here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you start the postseason with a home game on Thursday against Sedan, and I believe this is a rematch from last year that you guys had in the playoffs. Sedan is 4-4 on the season, but they've won their last three games, so they're on a roll after starting the season 1-4. What do you know about the Blue Devils and knowing that you faced them last year in the postseason?
Coach Holt does a great job with them, and so, we know they're going to come in. They know they're going to have a great game plan. We know that they are going to have, a great spread game, a great defensive plan for us, just like they have in the past. Last year, you know, we've seen them the last 2 years in the playoffs. I know that they're gonna give us their best shot with everything they have. I know they've played and lost to some quality teams, and they've been on a roll here lately. So we'll see what they do. I know that they're gonna throw the ball a little bit. They've got some speed in number two. Their quarterback returns from last year. So we'll see where we're at for sure.
Well, Coach, we look forward to following you guys throughout the postseason on Country 101.7 FM. And thanks for all the time you've given us these 9 weeks of the regular season and coming on to chat with us here on the Area Coach's Corner. Best of luck this Thursday against Sedan, and best of luck throughout the postseason.
We sure appreciate the coverage, Dylan. Thank you so much.
That's Chase County coach Brody Vandegrift joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Griffin Real Estate, Citizens State Bank, and Kansas Graphics on KVOE, live and local.